had plans to attend the Trump rally. You secured tickets for us on Eventbrite yesterday, and we were a little nervous as we embarked on our adventure tonight. As a matter of fact, we started a little late. We knew we'd be cutting it close, if not even close. We were just flat on late.
Well, and selfishly, I thank you. You did my podcast before we left, so thank you for that.
You don't feel selfish.
We went to the Trump rally on sort of the south side of Chicago, where maybe there might be some protesters.
We knew we were driving into what was going to be sort of a contentious situation.
Yeah.
You had people who feel very strongly in support of Donald Trump. Obviously, they had made plans, many of them lining up earlier in the day. Protesters showing up as early as 6 a.m. on the UIC campus to display their displeasure. And you and I got into a cab. It took us a few minutes, by the way. We were not sure because Lyft and Uber were at a 75% surcharge, upcharge at the time.
Those surcharges were intense.
So we hopped into a cab because I thought perhaps as a cabbie, because I'm the daughter of a cabbie, maybe be a little more aggressive in his driving, maybe a little more knowledgeable on how to get in
maybe
and out.
Maybe he'll know some roads that he could take that wouldn't be on the GPS.
What I didn't mention to you, the reason I chose a cab, I decided to go cabbie, my dad drove during the 68 convention.
Wow.
Right? He was here for the Democratic convention. You know what he did? He would drop people off blocks from where they were supposed to be and make them go through the protesters. I didn't tell you that part because I was kind of like feeling like maybe this will be like 68.
Could be one of those things,
a little crazy. And he would not listen to me.
The taxi driver blatantly lied to us at times when you were saying, hey, can you take this street? And he goes, no, that one's closed. And the car in front of us turns and takes it.
Yes. And I didn't throw down with my dad was a cabbie line.
No, you did not.
I did not do that.
No, I thought you handled yourself well.
I was trying to be patient. Well, I also was trying to also emotionally prepare for
what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
then we hot-footed quite a while.
Yes, we did. We were quick-stepping it. I was impressed because you didn't seem like you were expending as much energy as I was to cover those blocks we needed.
Well, you had a whole bunch of stuff on your back, though.
I had my phones and wires.
To be fair, it was like when the firefighters do the fight for air climb compared to regular people. you were firefighting it, and I was just a regular guy with a baggie.
I was trying. You were fine. We were both just not sure what we were going to face when we got there. We cut across some parking lots, and then we hit a barricade.
Right. When we turned on Racine to start going down toward the UIC Pavilion, we were getting straggler protesters with signs and stuff. So we were starting to see what it was.
And it was all very calm.
Yeah,
well,
that part was.
And we got there after the scheduled time for the rally to start.
Correct, yeah.
We got there about 6:15, 6:20.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to start at 6.
Right.
I assumed it would be starting late. I assumed because of all the traffic.
And you were right to assume that. It has not started yet.
Had not started yet. But then we were told, we were supposed to go to all the way back down, down to some long street. It seemed a little daunting to us.
Yeah, no, so when they wouldn't let us cross the last street to the entrance of the UIC Pavilion, we got all the way there and we're on the side with all the protesters and we actually want to go in. So we tried to tell a couple police officers, can we get across? And they're like, absolutely not.
Nope.
So we were supposed to walk several blocks back the other direction.
And we would have missed everything. We would have missed the moment where everyone found out that the rally had been canceled.
Yep.
So I decided it was time to whip out the WGN
press badge. That was nicely done.
I was just like, hey, does this mean anything to you?
Right. And I had just finished telling a police officer that we were there with tickets to go. And he goes, wait, are you guys press or
which
are you
one?
Guys ticket he goes, people?
He goes, which one are you?
And I was like, I don't know anymore.
I tried telling him both.
Yeah.
I said, we'll figure it out when we get in.
Right. So eventually they let us cut across and we made it just in time for the rally to be canceled.
Well, my favorite was we were trying to get through this huge crowd, this big, massive people. And Craig goes, we're press. And this woman goes, I'm press too. And he goes, we're WGN. How about you? And she goes, well, I'm pressed for time.
I actually said, really? What press are you?
Oh,
and she goes, I'm pressed for time.
Yeah, it was a little sarcastic.
Snippy.
But we were in the thick of all of it everywhere. The doors where the protesters were trying to get in, the doors where the rally attendees were trying to get out.
Yeah.
And I saw some scuffling. I saw some fists flying, but it seemed to dissipate quickly.
There was a lot of screaming. There was every once in a while we'd catch a couple people that were yelling at each other, but the police seemed to respond well to those moments.
They were so calm. They were very measured in all of their actions.
Yeah.
There was a moment where I was standing there and one cop told me to move back. I was on the phone with Rokan. And so I moved back and the next thing I know, a whole swarm of cops is coming toward me. And I can't believe the GoPro wasn't on because you would have gotten a great shot of just a swarm of police officers and going around me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know where they're going.
Yeah, they moved to the fourth gate for a little while. It seemed like they were responding in force, though.
Yes.
But at the same time, like you said, maybe having a measured response with a lot of people.
It was without, it wasn't like running and like it wasn't aggressive.
Right.
It didn't seem urgent. It seemed very dedicated, deliberate, knowing exactly where to mm-hmm. where to go.
And just making sure to separate people so mm-hmm. nothing worse happened. And, you know, to their credit, I don't think that there was, I don't know if Rob heard stuff that we didn't, but I don't think there was that much. That many violent injuries.
There was
a police officer who was injured. Police officer, yes.
And we saw a scuffle. And here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure maybe someone has video of who threw the brick. But we saw people who were angry on both sides. Were there more anti-Trump protesters outside? Absolutely, because they were all outside. The supporters were inside. And they were actually kept inside for their safety. And I would think, I mean, you've got... I don't know, tens of thousands of people outside. You might, it's going to be an awkward encounter for supporters of Trump.
Yeah.
And for Trump.
That seems like
protesters.
A situation where you really find a back door out for everybody. And I know they get out slowly, but you don't go into.
That's where you start passing out I hate Trump shirts, right? You
start nice.
Just giving it
that's
to
That's like yes, the ahead, inside
Jill.
Job.
Jill Ertek joins us in studio.
No, hi. I was going to say, if you're wearing plain clothes and you're not, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know what to say to anybody. You just keep on walking.
Well, that's what happened. So we were coming down. We were walking down Racine, and this kid yells at – he was yelling at everybody walking by them. He goes, shame on you! So I stopped, and I went over. He was a kid, and I go, well, how do you know who I am? And he goes, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Immediately folded. Yeah.
He was the most committed. I mean
– he's so nice.
I mean, I think that would be any encounter with a protester. It's kind of like – it's sort of the anonymity of a mass, right?
Yeah.
You kind of have the boldness – of numbers, but one-on-one, he was
I don't know what you're saying.
But I took a selfie with him.
That's even funnier. He felt bad. Also, too, there were a lot of people that wanted to get in and couldn't, so I can't imagine. I was watching it on TV. Again, if you're wearing normal clothes, you don't know which is which. I just would have gotten the heck out of there.
It was, there was no way to tell. I mean, but I think that if you chose to... be confrontational. That's where the violence is happening every step of the way. If you didn't like what someone was saying, whether it was a protester or supporter, that's where the engagement started to seem to happen. Where someone would walk by and not like what somebody else said, and they would stop and attack them, right? That's where all of the interaction seemed to be happening. If you believe your side, you just yell stuff, right? So if you support, like, just do your thing. I mean, that's the point of Donald Trump also coming to Chicago. He's just going to say his thing and let the chips fall where they may. And all over the country, there have been people yelling at him at these rallies. And then, you know, in North Carolina, someone was punched in the face. And Donald Trump said, if you have any legal fees, I'll pay for them. Basically validating that kind of behavior.
That's a weird precedent to set. That if you are going to be violent at one of his rallies, he's going to help you out.
So how is this not the culmination of all that?
But I don't like the fact, I don't mind the protesters, if that's their thing. That he should still have been allowed to speak, though.
He was allowed to speak. It was his choice.
He didn't want it to get violent. I don't blame him for canceling because he does, you know. But I'm just saying, you can't shut down somebody's free speech. They have a right to protest, absolutely,
right.
And they should. If they don't, but to cause it for him, it's kind of the opposite of what they're also protesting.
But it's a bad planning on their part to pick UIC, a school that has a significant Latino and African American. Population. That's calculated. Rob Martier was saying this is brilliant planning. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, free speech is free speech on both sides.
Right. Well, but this is
unprecedented. He's going to come back. And you know what? Yeah. He's going to come back. And he's going to do it again. I don't know where.
What I mean by it's unprecedented is that we've never had someone run with these type of things being part of his campaign. Donald Trump is unique in the rhetoric he is choosing to use on the campaign trail. And in doing so, he is going to, and he's been very unapologetic about asking for this, get a response very similar to what he saw tonight.
Yes.
And it's surprising that it's unfortunate maybe that it's Chicago, or maybe it's not unfortunate that we're the first place that has prevented a rally from happening because of the anger on the other side.
Students.
When you talk like that about certain people, and Donald Trump has said this about specific groups, when you speak like that, this is the type of outrage it causes within those communities.
Well, it's fine. Again, and I'm completely removing myself from anything that I believe or don't believe. Protesters have the right to protest, but they were also shutting down his free speech. And I'm not getting in the middle of it. I'm just saying I heard him speak. He didn't really want it to get crazy violent. I hear what you're saying, Craig, because of, you know, what is said, but it's really sad because he should have just been able to speak. People should have been able to protest.
But the things he says are really sad.
Well, that's where I just stay quiet because I want to continue on your show.
Yeah, but the things he says are angry and hateful and cause the
specific things. Let's not say that everything Donald Trump has said in his campaign, and of course that's not what
I know. My thing says I agree with him on 17% of things.
Right, exactly. Me too. Apparently.
17%.
There are specific things, Jill, he said that no person who's ever run for president before him has ever said.
No, I can shoot somebody in the face.
I think that's why a lot of people like him, Craig. Let me just say, you're
correct.
Simply because are they strange? Perhaps.
They can actually be categorized as offensive, though, to some people.
Saying
that Mexico is sending us, you're rapists. Right. These things can certainly be categorized as offensive. And we saw that tonight. Patty and I were in that tonight. There were people there that felt like this was something they had to do, this energetically, this enthusiastically, because they have been offended to their core.
They've been the target of his hate language.
I understand the protesters, but
the
I
hate
also,
language. It's no, hate, I, what I, he does is hate language.
I understand the protesters and their right to do it, but I also think he should have had a right to speak because, you know, that's his right too.
And he has.
And I would say that I'm on both
Elliot.
Sides.
Elliot wants to say something. Go ahead,
on
Elliot.
Both sides.
I'm on Jill's side here, but I will say this, and I'm both sides. It is hate language. It's a lot of
that he uses.
It's a lot of rhetoric that's gotten out of hand. All I'm saying is all these people who are so angry about Donald Trump right now, and
they better vote.
They better vote. They better get.
I thought there should have been a booth out there with a Craig and I should have set up a tent, a voter registration tent.
And then you're going to say it like the clown booth where you throw
a water dunk tank. Yeah.
That to me right now, and I've talked about this before. This is the part that annoys me the most. It happened with all the protests about Rahm Emanuel. He's got to resign. No, he doesn't. There was an election a few months ago that no one went out to vote for, and now suddenly people care about who's in office.
But you're right, and let's see how many of them go out to
vote. So now, get out and vote. When you live in a democracy, protesting is a great way of expressing yourself when you don't have an option. But right now, we are in the middle of an election. All these people who are out there talking about, I am just amazed that that we have such a low voter turnout for the Democratic primaries right now. And Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, the only other folks going up against Trump in the GOP, can't get anyone to support them. Trump's the only one who's got any support.
Well, yeah, that's a whole separate thing, but the country is divided.
Look, the moment that Donald Trump mocked a reporter with special needs with a handicap and went, oh, no, who done this? I couldn't talk very well. When he started doing that, anybody who thinks that Donald Trump is anything but hateful, I just can't. I have no patience. Anyone who supports and thinks that that's what should represent our country, to mock an individual with special needs, if that's who you think we should hold up as our standard, as our leader of this country, and that's what will make America great again, all the anger and frustration, and we went there to observe. We didn't yell at anybody. That's why I stopped and asked the protester. I didn't even know if he was for Trump or if he was against Trump. I just asked him, who are you shaming? Was it shame on Trump or was it shame on the protesters? And I just asked him, and he goes, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Is this the one that apologized to you?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. I was like, I mean, I got a lot of shame, but it's not for being here. More to this on 720 WGN. Craig, how's our tech screen look? Oh, we got so much going on. Jill Erchek joins us live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We'll be taking your calls for some dream weaving after the 11:30 news, unless Doug gets here. Hot Doug says he's going to walk, apparently.
They're in the lobby.
They're in the lobby?
Yeah, I got to go get them at some point.
Well, let's see if he has any good dreams.
And he's got some pizza.
Pizza and hot dogs.
Yeah, it's amazing pizza.
Esmeralda Leon is here. We have Elliot Serrano. Before we go to news, how's the text screen look? Because I feel like we've been on fire.
We've gotten some texts on both sides of the argument,
of course. Let's hear it.
Oh, really? We're going to read all these? Hold on. Let me scroll down for a minute. Oh, wait. Okay, here. I'll
read
this one.
Is Aaron back? Did Aaron come back?
No, not Aaron yet. From the 269. How wonderful to hear Jill Erchek's voice.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's great. From the 224. So happy that both Craig and Patty are alive.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very nice.
We were never, Craig. Were we ever in any danger?
No. We were not. No, not for real. We were not threatened or anything.
No one.
It was just a little tense.
Shame on you! Why are you yelling at me? I don't know, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
From the 312, hey, didn't Hossa look good tonight, though? Yes, that is true.
Yeah,
that is accurate.
Yes.
Then there are some more passionate texts.
Tell me.
Talking about this stuff.
Give me something.
What is up with all this Trump BS you guys are talking about?
What?
I don't know. That's not specific. Yeah, he doesn't really.
It can go either
go
way.
On
exactly.
From there. Yeah, that one's. Can you explain more? 262.
Tell us, please.
Did anyone check out Ro Khan today to make sure he's okay? Figure he might be in some trouble after the crap he said on air.
That was scary. Why are people banging in my window? Are they protesting the show?
They're Trump
right now?
Supporters, but yeah.
Oh, well, now that guy just seems like a happy man.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, we got to get to the news, right, Patty?
Yeah.
We got to get to the news.